Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair high-level meeting today to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparations for Amarnath Yatra. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to inaugurate newly constructed Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex this evening. Railways to start trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train in next 2 months. IMD issues orange alert and red warning for heatwave conditions over northwest, central and east India today. In tennis, Sumit Nagal advances to the Perugia Challenger final with hard-fought victory. And in T20 World Cup cricket, India's last group league game against Canada washed out. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting today to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by the J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with senior officers of Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi on Friday. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha, Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh Narayan Singh, and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors, who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders from freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. An action plan has been made to make the life stories and messages of these great personalities available to the visitors through new technology so that they could get inspiration from them. After the unveiling of the Shilapat, during the inauguration program, dignitaries will offer floral tributes to the statues. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' account on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years.
अब तक लगभग 11 करोड़ किसानों को 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की राशि किसान सम्मान निधि के रूप में दी जा चुकी है सीधे उनके खातों में अंतरित की गई है 18 जून को प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी 9 करोड़ 3 लाख किसान भाई बहनों के खाते में लगभग 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की राशि हस्तांतरित करेंगे और उस दिन अन्नदाताओं की खुशहाली के साथ विकसित भारत के संकल्प की सिद्धि का श्री गणेश हो रहा है.
Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on Tuesday. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he had discussed with officials of the ministry and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers. The government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Law and Justice Ministry said that the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanghita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and questions and answers sessions. In December last year, the President gave assent to the three laws, and it will come into effect from the 1st of next month. In Odisha, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has allocated portfolios to his Council of Ministers, keeping home and finance to himself. The other portfolios, which are also held by the Chief Minister, are General Administration, Public Grievances, Information and Public Relations, Water Resources, Planning and Convergence. Deputy Chief Minister Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo has been given the charge of Agriculture and Farmers Empowerment and Energy. The other Deputy Chief Minister, Pravati Parida, who is the lone female in the 16-member Council of Ministers, has been assigned Women and Child Development, Missions Shakti and Tourism. In Madhya Pradesh, the government has taken a new initiative towards rehabilitation of prisoners by constructing an open jail. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav inaugurated this open jail colony, Bhairavgarh, in Ujjain yesterday. We have more from our correspondent.
ओपन जेल मीन्स ए जेल वेयर प्रिजनर्स कैन लिव विद देयर फैमिलीज। इन भैरवगढ़ ओपन जेल 20 कन्विक्टेड प्रिजनर्स विल बी एबल टू लिव ए सोशल लाइफ बाई लिविंग विद देयर फैमिलीज एंड ज्वाइनिंग द मेन स्ट्रीम ऑफ द सोसाइटी। उज्जैन भैरवगढ़ ओपन जेल हैज बीन कंस्ट्रक्टेड एट ए कॉस्ट ऑफ ₹3,25,00,000। इट इज द 8th ओपन जेल इन द स्टेट। ऑन दिस ओकेजन चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ मोहन यादव सेड दैट द गवर्नमेंट इज डिटरमाइंड टू प्रोवाइड कम्प्लीट बेसिक फैसिलिटीज टू द प्रिजनर्स इन द स्टेट। संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, भोपाल।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज एक्सप्रेस डिलाइट ओवर द स्मृतिवन अर्थक्वेक मेमोरियल म्यूजियम इन भुज गुजरात मेकिंग इट टू द वर्ल्ड सिलेक्शन फॉर द यूनेस्को प्रीट वर्साइज म्यूजियम 2024। इन ए सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट स्मृतिवन इन कच्छ इज अ ट्रिब्यूट टू द लाइव्स लॉस्ट इन द ट्रेजिक अर्थक्वेक ऑफ 2001। ही सेड दैट इट इज अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ ह्यूमन रेजिलियंस एंड करेज एज वेल। This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the morning news. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the Railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said in New Delhi, there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper trains. Vande Bharat trains is the first indigenous semi-high-speed trains. The minister said in the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and providing comfortable journey to the passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometers of rail tracks have been built. The minister highlighted that the government is focusing on providing comfortable journey to low-income groups. He also said the work is in progress to increase the production of Amrit Bharat trains. Mr. Vaishnaw said to clear the extra rush of passengers during the summer season, Indian Railways has operated around 20,000 special trains in which around 4 crore passengers travelled. Indian Railways has entered its name into the Limca Book of Records for the most people at a public service event at multiple venues. Ministry of Railways had organized an event on 26th of February this year, which was attended by over 40,19,000 people at over 2,000 venues. The event was organized for the inauguration of a road over railway bridges and for laying the foundation stones of railway stations by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival MIFF 2024 for documentary, short fiction and animation films was inaugurated yesterday by the Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan.
Our Pradhan Mantri Ji ne Amrit Kalam 2047 leke hum Viksit Bharat leke jayenge. Is Viksit Bharat ke liye hum is film duniya mein, entertainment sector mein and this media entertainment sector, ye hamara Indian economy ke liye bhi mahatvapurna karne ke liye, because animation industry hai, bahut bada industry hai, artificial intelligence leke, visual communication leke bahut bada revolution ho raha hai. Is revolution ke liye hum naya naya producer ke liye hum jagah de denge.
Delivering his inaugural address, Dr. Murugan said that considering the growing potential of the AVG sector in creating employment and generating growth, the government will soon create a center for excellence in AVGC sector in Mumbai. We have more from our correspondent.
At the opening ceremony of the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, renowned wildlife filmmaker Subbaiah Nallamuthu was conferred upon with the coveted V. Shantaram Lifetime Achievement Award for this year. The mesmerizing opening ceremony included a cultural performance from Sri Lanka depicting the journey of Indian animation and screening of FTII student film. Sunflowers were the first ones to know which won the last Senef Award at the 77th Cannes Film Festival this year. Earlier, MIFF Festival screening started with the India premiere of National Geographic's documentary Billy and Molly, an otter love story directed by Charlie Hamilton James. The gala inaugural ceremony was graced by film celebrities including Madhur Bhandarkar, Richi Mehta, Anand Rai, Divya Datta, Randeep Hooda, Kailash Kher, Sharad Kelkar and Abhishek Banerjee, among others. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Ladakh, celebration of the annual Hemis Monastic Festival, popularly known as Hemis Seshu, begins from today with great religious fervor and gaiety. Hemis Monastic Festival is to celebrate with grand prayers, performance of sacred mass dances, an exhibition of thanka or mural painting to mark the occasion of birth anniversary of Guru Padma Sambhava. In Sikkim, efforts are underway to evacuate approximately 1,200 tourists stranded in Lashung Mangan district due to road blockages caused by heavy rainfall and landslides. Minister Shering Thendo Bhutia is overseeing the evacuation, utilizing airlifts and roadways depending on weather conditions. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has announced that its 8 soldiers were killed in a blast in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah. The soldiers were all killed inside a Namer combat engineering vehicle, CEV, yesterday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert and red warning over northwest, central and east India today due to the ongoing heatwave conditions. The IMD said that severe heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand till the 18th of this month. No significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over the rest of the country. Meanwhile, the IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, the match between India and Canada has been abandoned last night without a ball being bowled due to rain. Both teams shared a point, with India finishing the group stage on top with 7 points, followed by USA, while Canada are eliminated. We have a report.
The outfield in Broward County Stadium was too wet for play and the match between India and Canada was called off only an hour after its scheduled start. However, men in blue have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. In another match, England defeated Namibia by 41 runs via Duckworth Lewis Stunt DLS method at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua last night. Chasing the target of 127 runs, Namibia made 84 for 3 in 10 overs. Earlier, Namibia won the toss and put England into bat. Batting first, England made 122 runs in a stipulated 10 overs. However, due to rain, the target was revised to 127 runs. For England, Harry Bourke with unbeaten 47 was a top scorer, while Johnny Bairstow made 31 runs. For Namibia, Ruben Trampelman scored 2 wickets, while David Wales and Bernard Scores took a wicket each. Today, Pakistan to clash with Ireland at Central Broward Regional Park Stadium, Turf Ground, Lauderhill, Florida at 8 p.m. This is Ritu Srivastava from Sports Desk.
In tennis, Sumit Nagal, India's top-ranked player, advanced to the final of the Perugia Challenger after a hard-fought victory over Spain's Bernabe Zapata Merales, former world number 37, yesterday. In the final, Nagal will take on the winner of Luciano Darderi of Italy and Germany's Daniel Altmaier. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Nishit. Prime Minister to release 20,000 crore rupees under PM Kisan scheme in Varanasi is the top story in the Sunday Statesman. India joins global meet on Ukraine. Day after Prime Minister calls for dialogue, diplomacy, headlines the Sunday Express. Willing to work with India, says Canadian PM Trudeau after meeting PM Modi at G7, writes the Sunday Tribune. Home Minister Amit Shah to review J&K and Amarnath Yatra security today, says the Asian Age. One STF Jawan martyred, 8 Naxalites killed in encounter in Chhattisgarh, reports the Sunday Pioneer. 14 dead as vehicle falls into a gorge in Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand is the top story in the Hindu. Karnataka government hikes petrol diesel prices by 3 rupees per litre, says the business line. And finally, night temperature in Delhi still in 30s, respite likely on Wednesday, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair a high-level meeting today to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparations for Amarnath Yatra. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar to inaugurate newly constructed Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex this evening. Railways to start trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train in next 2 months. IMD issues orange alert and red warning for heat wave conditions over northwest, central and east India today. In tennis, Sumit Nagal advances to the Perugia Challenger final with hard-fought victory. And in T20 World Cup cricket, India's last group league game against Canada washed out. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.